Opportunity has also photographed thousands of tiny round stones that scientists are calling spherules. They are about the size of shot from a BB gun, and no one yet knows what they are made of or exactly where they came from. The spherules at the bedrock are very round, and their colors range from dark gray to light grayish tan that suggests that whatever these are, they are a different composition than the soil and the bedrock. Now, over at the Spirit site, there are also some of these roundish rocks that might have been windblown because they're not as perfectly round as at the Opportunity site. Now, Spirit made a trench today about 3 inches deep, just like the Opportunity rover made a trench a couple of days ago. And scientists are looking for hard evidence that liquid water has been on Mars. Researchers are also trying to find out if these very small spherical stones are down into the soil at both of these sites. And it appears that there's evidence that that's the fact. And so far, the Opportunity trench revealed a few shiny of these spherical things, but no one knows what makes them glossy. And over at the so-called Laguna Hollow, where Spirit dug its trench, some scientists thought that there might be indications of salty water, a brine that can exist in liquid form at very low temperatures. If so, that might explain why some of the soil sticks to Spirit's wheels almost like moist dirt, and why the Spirit lander's airbags left tracks that look like mud. But so far, the salty water idea is only a hypothesis. Other scientists argue that Mars is too cold and dry at the equatorial sites to have surface moisture, even brine. But we'll hear more about water on Mars in the second half hour. Now I would like to move on to this true mystery about these filaments. Back before Valentine's Day, I received an email from my friend Paul Anderson, who directs the Canadian Crop Circle Research Network in Vancouver in Canada. He attached a microscopic image from the Opportunity rover of some of the spherules, these little round rocks, laying on the soil near the bedrock, and he pointed out two very thin filaments on the soil and asked what they might be. So I started sending the filament image around to several Mars rover mission scientists for their comment. The first thing that I learned is that none of the scientists had seen the spherule and the filament images before I had sent them to them. And I want now to share a brief summary of what some had to say, beginning with Dr. Ronald Greeley. He's Regents Professor of Geology at Arizona State University's Department of Geological Sciences in Tempe, Arizona, and he's one of the seven chairs of the Science Operations Working Group for Spirit and Opportunity, now working at NASA at JPL headquarters in Pasadena, California. Here now is Professor Greeley.
This has become a national story.
Yep, it's a hair-like thingy, okay? it's a puzzle.
I said I've been working both rovers, and this one you sent me, it's the first time I've seen this one here, in terms of this little thread or filament-type structure.
Could these filaments be organic life?
Nothing is ever completely impossible, but I think based on, our understanding of Mars, and it's a pretty harsh place, and the filament, to me, if that is, there and we see it in other images, I think that'd be very interesting because it would look a lot like, this filament type structure we get with volcanic eruptions, and we're trying to narrow those things down. And if we start to see a lot of filaments out there, it could possibly indicate that it is a volcanic-type glass material from fire fountains.
Several of us were just looking at those yesterday. And again, it is a puzzle. It's still trying to figure out what it might be. I think we talked about the possibility of chains of dust particles held together electrostatically. There are some minerals that are fibrous that could produce a very fine hair-like feature like that. So. Yes, we're interested, puzzled by that too.
These filaments are, it's very exciting to be able to recognize structures that are small as these little filaments. And there's many possibilities what these filaments could be. It is very tempting to try to deduce that they may actually be related to any life forms in the soil. But in fact, we do not have sufficient data, and just a microscopic image is not conclusive to say anything about the origin of this filament. It could be either inorganic, meaning a mineral that is filamentous, or dust grains that are strung together, as Dr. Greeley pointed out. Or it could be an artifact, simply because the resolution of the image is not fine enough to really resolve something that has a diameter of maybe a micron or so. And I think that's what that filament is in diameter.
First image that I had sent, which are these small filaments that are on the granule.
Yeah. I don't know what to make of this. We did see that. It caught people's attention when we saw it. You got to be careful when you see something like that in a place like where we are right now, because remember, this vehicle landed using airbags, which involved lots and lots of fabric that got pretty thoroughly tattered and torn in the landing process. And so if you're seeing what look like little fibers around, there is a non-trivial probability that we brought them with us. So I don't know what to make of that. I cannot tell you it's Martian. Now, if we drive 500 meters away from this crater and we're still seeing them, then let's talk. At this point, don't know what to make of it.